This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. It seems that one of the more prevalent scams out there are ones, well, there have been a lot of them, especially related to my car's extended warranty, but that's another discussion. One of the more prevalent ones that seems to happen year after year is scams involving the power company or your local electric utility in this case. It is National Utility Scam Awareness Week, and Ameren is always on the forefront of trying to keep track of all these scams. Tucker Kennedy is a spokesperson with Ameren and joins me on the line to talk about it tonight. Tucker, thanks for your time.
Yeah, happy to do it. Thanks, Will.
I guess my first question is, even though I alluded to it earlier, just how prevalent do these scams, at least involving Ameren and other utilities, continue to be? I can't imagine that it's something that you're ever going to completely eliminate, right?
No, and it is not slowing down, and we continue to see it. And, you know, just in terms of just the numbers, since we've been tracking this since 2014, there have been more than 5,000 reported scam
attempts. My goodness.
750 just in 2019 alone, and that's really only the folks that do report it. So we know that it's much more prevalent. We know that it's occurring, and these are only the ones that we see that are reported. So, you know, it's a big problem. It's what we see is there are these sophisticated scammers that are out there, and what they do is they do a really good job of masking their identity and sort of positioning themselves as Ameren Illinois employees, either, you know, on the phone or showing up at the door. They're very convincing, and they catch people at a bad time or the wrong time, and people get confused, and they make a bad decision, and it ends up costing them some money. So it's, like you said, it's not something that's slowing down, but what we're trying to do this week is to really shine a spotlight on that and to help our customers understand what they can do to avoid it and to be vigilant.
What's the most common scenario? I imagine it probably has to do with maybe a threat that your electricity or gas service might get disconnected, right?
Exactly. Yeah, they'll call and say, you know, we're with Ameren Illinois. We see that you haven't paid your bill. If you don't, purchase a prepaid debit card, or you don't give us some information over the phone, we've got a truck on the way and we're going to shut off your power. And so it really, you know, especially for people that are vulnerable, seniors, obviously, you know, those that are most vulnerable, they can fall victim to that. They'll get confused. Even, you know, we've talked to folks that have said, you know, I know I paid my bill, but they are so good at it, and they have me worried. If they say a truck's on the way, it makes me worried. So, you know, we've had instances of really smart, sophisticated people who will go to a grocery store or go to a convenience store, pick up one of these cards and put some money on it, read the number back to the people, and they're out, you know, $50 to $100 right on the spot.
You see, I think that's the part that I think maybe gets people, is that I can't imagine Ameren ever actually calling and asking you to go out and get a gift card on something like that. As much as I would, you know, I admit I've forgotten to pay my bill before, and I usually get the recorded message from Ameren, you know, a live voice would be nice, but it's that gift card part that I would call, frankly, I would call BS on.
Well, right, and I think that is probably the number one message that we want to drive home, and that's that we will never, ever call to demand payment over the phone. We'll never show up at your door to talk about your bill or to ask for your information. It's just not something that we do. So if someone does that, if the phone rings and it sounds someone's positioning themselves as Ameren Illinois, or they're showing up the door, and you got to ask for the right credentialing and look for the badging and the ID, but it's just not something that we do. And so that's really the principal message is, you know, if that happens, it is a near certainty that someone's going to try to be attempting to scam you.
Is there something that someone who receives one of these calls should say that would maybe kind of throw these scammers off their game, or should they just hang up?
Well, I mean, the thing we instruct people to do is to hang up immediately or shut the door and then report it. But if, you know, we have had examples of customers who have asked additional questions, have, you know, asked them for, you know, more information about their account, and sometimes when you press them, they'll start to back down and may hang up on their own. But we don't encourage that. We just say, If it if it doesn't sound right, there's your best bet is to just say, look, we're done with this. I'm going to hang up. I'm going to shut the door, and I'm going to immediately report it to Ameren Illinois.
One of the particular areas of concern from some information we got from you is a small business owners kind of having to deal with this. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, what we find is that small business owners are really popular, I hate to use that term, but popular targets for scammers.
Yeah.
If you think about it, you're a small business owner, you're running a restaurant, you're running a coffee shop, you're wearing a bunch of different hats, you're trying to get ready for the lunch rush, and they will time those calls around the most busy times. And again, similar to what happens with a residential customer, we had a gentleman here in the Peoria area that we worked with that said, I got that call, I knew we weren't behind, I knew we had paid, but it was so convincing, and I'm in the middle of a catering order, or I'm in the middle of trying to run, the register, and sometimes he's saying, I almost wanted to just do it to be done so I could get on with my day, and
right.
It thankfully did not do that. So that's the thing for small businesses, is they just have to be, again, hyper-vigilant during those busy times, and again, don't be afraid to just say, look, we're gonna end this conversation, hang up, and call and report it.
There you go. And I imagine, too, especially with the way you can spoof caller ID and that type of thing these days, I imagine that's probably just as big of a problem as the people on the other end of the line, is that they're able to make their number look like an Ameren number, right?
Yeah, we've seen examples of that. You know, people will often rely on what they get in terms of their caller ID or what shows up on their phone, and that can trick them. And so I think what we would say is the lengths that these scammers will go to dupe people out of their money is really, they will go to every length, and they are very sophisticated. And so it's really just a matter of, again, back to those three messages. We're not going to show up, we're not going to call you, and we're not going to ask for your personal information. And if customers keep those three things in mind and they get a call or they get a visit, they'll know that it's a scam attempt and they'll know to shut it down.
So once you hang up on those people, the next best thing to do, I imagine, is what? Call Ameren and call police?
Well, call us. If you call Ameren Illinois at 800-755-5000, we've got a security team that we will then immediately forward that to. If we start to see a rash of these in an area, we will often reach out to local law enforcement and obviously to you, Will, and other members of the media to get the word out. But it's really, we want them to call us. If they feel more comfortable calling the police, they can certainly do that, but we'll make sure that that we're getting the information to the right people so we can get it stopped.
Any other things, Tucker, that folks should be aware of in this regard? I imagine with sort of the push by some entities for folks to consider alternative forms of energy, that's probably something that's a concern too, right?
Same thing, and again, I need to preface that by saying, many of those offers that they might receive on the phone are legitimate,
uh-huh.
Some are not. So what we really do is we just encourage everyone to do their research on their supply and just understand that Ameren Illinois does not partner with a retail supplier, and we're never going to call and solicit you to obtain your business. Not all of these supply companies are illegitimate. Many are. But it's really about doing your homework, doing your due diligence, doing your research, and just making sure that you know what you're signing up for.
And are there resources online regarding looking out for scams too, Tucker?
Yeah, we have at our website, it's ameren.com/stopscams, or you can just go to the Ameren website and search scams, and you'll see a host of information and tips and things that you can kind of keep handy. We even have had some refrigerator magnets made up, so if someone needs a special reminder, just let us know. We'll get a magnet just as a way to kind of keep that top of mind and those little tips handy for when or if it does happen.
All right, Tucker Kennedy with Ameren, thanks so much for your time, and thanks for helping keep folks aware about all this stuff.
All right. Well, thank you, Will.
And we'll also include a link to Ameren's website on scams when we post this interview momentarily on WGIL.com. Stay tuned. Sports and business news coming up on Galesburg's Evening News.